This episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Good morning, good day, good night, good century, good millennium, blah, blah, blah. Welcome to Bongversations, episode number 57. On the my date is the 5th, the Easter Sunday, and Dave's at the moment still about 15 minutes away from me. So, Dave, welcome to Bongversations 57. What have you got to say today?
Yeah, so 57, I was talking about 57, just what we were talking about before we came on is just the simple reduction to 12 or 3. So we're looking at, this is going to be a big idea. This is going to be a big bell ring or a G or a 7. So to kind of give you the idea of what that means is that, so then you have the Zion, the idea of the Zion or the 7, that 3G7, that idea, you know, we've talked about this before with the Masonic artwork.
If anyone hasn't got the 3G7, can you just elaborate on that for the?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you have those in charge would be the Frankens and the Sabatines and those that run Hollywood and those that run the government and those who are what's called the children of the wicked one. Actually in Matthew 13:38, they would be called the children of the wicked one. Now these individuals, have a certain mindset, or they have a code. Now, as they've also been known through time as Phoenicians. Now, yes. if you take a look at the Phoenician alphabet, the third spot looks like what you would draw as the 7. Now, the way that in English, we're using right now, the seventh letter is G. And that's how the 3G7 intersects over time from the beginning to the end. Yeah. Here's the thing about all of this. And I wanted to make sure I talked about this early, is that all that matters is right now. What's called 2026. That's what matters to you. What they used to call something 100, 200 years ago, it doesn't actually matter to you. What matters to you is right now. And what matters is the language that you speak and that you can comprehend, that you can put meaning to. That's what matters. So if we just, let's just stick to that. So then we're dealing with this idea of a power. So if you see those that run the place, you know, whether it be the Masons who run all the towns, the town halls, in the red and the blue lodge, kind of like the firemen, the cops, the town halls, just all the powers that be, the low level bureaucrats. When you see them, kind of in their degrees, they're going to be going through what I guess you want to call the Red and Blue Lodge or they're also children of the Wicked One through adoption. And the way that they're meaning, the reason I say adoption is because they choose comfort of life over the truth. So meaning that they're going to take jobs that they put themselves, you know, the power of their arm or their hand onto their neighbor. And so that they're choosing that. They're choosing to be what used to be called a capo, like in the so-called in the hoax concentration camp. It's
C-I-P-O. Top of, C-I-P-O.
Yeah, it starts with K. K. Yeah, so that's the 11.
Wrong.
You notice how Okay. Now, speaking of 11, we had two questions before I move on. There was a question of, we talk about the different demons and things like that, because that's kind of, if you're going to deal with the world of entertainment and news and projection of story, that's who you're dealing with. But someone asked in episode 55, which was put up on YouTube, can we speak about angels? I'll definitely do that. And then the second question is who is Jesus? So then we just spoke about the 11. So then, which one did you want to cover first? What are angels? Jesus?
Who is Jesus? Because today is Easter, according to the Easter Sunday, the day of the resurrection.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about this idea of what's coming up, what comes to mind. So then Jesus, now we're speaking English. J-E-S-U-S. So then if you look at the letters, it's 10-5-19-21-19. All right. If I lay those out and compress them like we do, it's 1-5-1-3-1, which reduces to 11. So it's a choice. All right. That's the choice. It's one or the other. Now, guess what? Jesus, if you go through simple gematria, it's going to equal 74. Now, what's interesting about that is what else? Yeah. What else equals the same? Lucifer. It's the idea. And Lucifer is not the devil or Satan. That's a different. Satan is 55. Satan is the false balance. Satan, S-A-T-A-N, is 55 in simple gematria, which is the false balance, the 5-5.
That's a different.
Jesus. Yeah. It's a different. Yeah. Lucifer is the idea of a light or an idea. The Lucifer fell. So you also, gematria equals 74. Messiah, Muhammad. Also, this was another one, Aurora. Think of kind of in the modern day hoax, the Batman hoax, as well as
Aurora Theater.
What, guess what else equals 74? Cross. So the idea of one of the ideas is if you're going to follow Jesus, who we're getting to through all this, it's like you have to pick up your cross, which equals 74. Now, also equals 74 is Jewish. Do you see how? Oh, also Masonic. The idea of nuclear, the idea of occult, the idea of Torah, fruit, gospel, element are all 74. So you see, 74 is the idea of lights. It's literally these idols that are set out for you. Now, what is Jesus Christ? Well, Christ is a second word. It equals in simple gematria 77. We've talked about the 77 code, the idea of the reduction of 7 plus 7 is 14, 4 plus 1 is 5, the idea of senses. Yep. And then guess what? So the Jesus Christ, when you bring it together, it equals 151, which is of course reduced to 7, or the mind. Here's where it gets interesting, because this is where this place offers you this false idea, because we already talked about Jesus as being, the 11 or the 2 or the choice, because you have this Christ or Antichrist question. And that's where this 32 comes in. And we've already talked about the Masons and their 32 levels or degrees, I should say.
That they
offer. And then, so then if you take Christ and you just look at the actual letters, you can break it down to 18, 9, 19, and 20. And then you reduce that down to 3, 8, 9, 9, 1, 2, which is, guess what? Adds to 32. So then Christ is this other block. It's this other idea or foundation of 32. So the Masons are saying they've got this other 32 for you. Remember, this 32, this Christ is the foundation that the builders rejected, because they want you to then chase after this other 32, which is the idea of chasing, service to government and the old brotherhood and and fighting for community, all that kind of Masonic nonsense. So you see how they've already offered you the Christ and the Antichrist. So you now you can see what the Antichrist choice is, and that's the world. But then what is the choice? The other choice is Jesus, the true Jesus Christ, or that who is the creator of this place, of this world. You know, of the not only this earth and this whole place, but of your ability to exist in it with thoughts. However, there's the corrupted idea of the Antichrist, or where you've decided to go. And this is all anybody who's out there asking who Jesus is, because they'll easily get conned into religion or going into like Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or Muslim or any of those Yahweh, Satan worshipping.
Yeah. People with funny hats and dresses.
Yeah. And so, but then what, if you're looking for the true Jesus Christ, that true light, then you're
listening to Bonga Stations 57. Yeah. Back up, bro.
No matter what your age, you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Conversation 57. Dave, keep going on Jesus.
So then you have this choice, and I'll go back to this choice. If you go back to Matthew, let's say 13, 38, and 39, where it says the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. We talked about that earlier. And then if you go to 39, it's talking about the enemy that sowed is the devil. So that's the idea of the lie or the liar. And the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. So now this is where angels is going to come into it. Yep. So then now you notice how the angels are a servant or have a separate job entirely, which we'll get to. But let's finish on who Jesus is. Now then Jesus is the choice, because it says it's the choice. In remember I told you that Christ equals 32, so it's that choice of Revelation 3:20, where it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me." That means that you'll have a personal relationship with your creator, and he will call you friend, which is the only one of all these different so-called powers and fruits and elements and Muhammad's, the only one who calls you friend. The only one. And the only one who I can tell you who it is. And I can tell you, yeah, that book is that one who is called Jesus Christ is the one. But that's, you're not to then follow a man like you're following a skirt, because he tells you in scripture that you're here not only to shine the light of truth, but to do even greater things.
Yeah.
So then what are you here to do, but then to move forward? Because if we just keep talking about what's already happened, what good is that?
No, exactly.
So now we're going to start talking about moving forward, about what all this means. Because if someone wants a relationship with Christ, first they have to understand this, that they are called. All right. They are chosen out of the multitude. They don't just decide one day I'm going to do it. There's a constant calling, and all you have to do is answer the door, which I just talked about. So then let's move on then to what angels are. Now angels are just go, you have, Michael and Gabriel, they're shown through, let's say, the Old Testament in Daniel and even the New Testament in Jude and Revelation. They're offering you either a message, or they're offering you a manifestation of revelation, and even a Abaddon or Apollyon, who you deal with in Revelation 9:11, for example, the king of the bottomless pit. He's an angel in a fallen state, but still sent for a purpose. And then you also then have angels. If you're going to get into any of this type of stuff, look through scripture at anything called a cherubim, which you'll find in Genesis or Ezekiel, for example, or a seraphim, which you'll find in Isaiah. archangels, which are spoken about in 1 Thessalonians, for example. You also have what's called the Watchers, which is spoken about in the Book of Enoch, but also in Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've heard that. You have what's called powers and principalities.
Yeah.
Which is in Colossians under feet. And then, and you also have then what's called living creatures. And that just deals with kind of Ezekiel and through Revelation 4. So there's lots of, if you're dealing with angels and kind of, those that have jobs that are not, you know, kind of what you and I are doing, because we're males, you know, and, You're a male or you're a female, or you are in the fallen state of man and woman. You are a golem. You're a thing of the dirt. You are that of the wicked one, you know?
And
that, see? So then now as a male or a female, you have that constant connection to your creator, which is your mind of Christ, which is the only gift you're told you'll be given here in this wicked place. Because then you'll be given the mind of Christ. And then that Zion you're given. And that's what that whole Matrix movie is about, is saving Zion. It's saving your mind. That's what Revelation 3:11 is about. Let no man steal your crown. It's not talking about some gold thing on your head. It's talking about your mind. Let no one lie to you through wickedness.
Yeah.
So I was checking out this movie called Mind Cage. And you know, and what caught my attention was that I saw Martin Lawrence. What's up?
What's that?
Yeah.
What's up? He played this character Jake, like this detective, who's looking into copycat murders. And it came out in 2022, and I hadn't seen it yet. It was called Mind Cage. And what I noticed in the back of because I always look at the release posters, was big angel wings. Huge angel wings. And I said, you know, I've seen that before. I've seen that was on the back of, Dexter season 6 when there was a character who was called the Apocalypse, killer. and he was posing, it was Edward Jane Olmos. He played a professor, and he was in they were part of this cult who was arranging bodies in these kind of almost Bosch type arrangements, these kind of grotesque arrangements. And what was also about this mind cage was that this character was also doing it, and it was John Malkovich was playing. I want to say John Malkovich was playing the Anthony Hopkins character, because it was kind of like Mind Cage was Dexter sees. Yeah, Mind Cage is the one with Martin Lawrence.
And sorry, I was thinking of. When you brought up Anthony Hopkins, I was thinking of what movie, that Red Dragon or the...
Talking about the preview, Mindhunter.
The Mindhunter, yeah.
Yeah, by Thomas Harris. That was the first one that came out. It was that was like the prequel.
Yeah, to Silence of the Lambs, yeah.
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Yep.
And so this one is called Mind Cage. And what it is they did a pretty good job at kind of covering up, but it deals with, if you're looking at kind of the modern, idea of angels, it covers that idea as well, for sure. But what happens is Mind Cage is Dexter season 6 crossed with Silence of the Lambs. If you can imagine those two shows put together, that's what that show is.
Interesting.
Called Mind Cage. Yeah. So then,
so angels are a thing, though. Just got to top off this question. Angels are a thing, not a.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. And the thing is, like, how do you know? And how is, like, the evil or the bad ones always in front of you? That's because that's who runs Hollywood and all these places. That's who you normally see. Where are the ones who are helping you out, where, you know, well, you should have tripped over that, or that should have happened to you, or that missed you by this much, or that just happened by that, you know, and you, that's all those experiences, that's you being pulled out of the way.
Yeah, and I love that part in the Bible where it says, you be careful who you're nasty to, because these an angel, they may well be an angel, just,
right.
They can come.
You may be entertaining, you may be entertaining angels.
Yeah, I love that.
And the thing is, and also it will work out to where if you, and you might have witnessed this, to where you're in a store or a shop, or you're walking, and one or two or even three people will walk by you and they'll say something. And they might sound disconnected, but together they mean something to you. That's also a manifestation of angelic usage, because anybody who's an open wire, if they're not possessed with the mind of Christ, then they're an open wire, and they can be used by the ill or the good. So then if a word is being trying to be passed to you, someone who's right there is just going to be used as like a terminal to say a couple words, and they won't have any recollection of doing it. They were just being used at the moment. And that happens.
They're like walk-ins, like you see in several movies, but they just come walking in and take out. There's a lot of movies about that,
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Oh, so I was going to say, let's, 57. They have this idea of, 57 years between once we get to the anniversary, so-called, of the Apollo 11, which I say is July 20th. It will be 57 years between that and the current nonsense going on.
Isn't that amazing?
So 57 years. And then if you look at that, there's some obvious like shenanigans going on, let's just say. All right. And speaking of 57 years, now 57 years is the Metonic cycle 19 times 3.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. That's quite interesting. I found that quite interesting because I did then a study of the Metonic cycle going back, let's just say 57 years, and then going back all the way back to see at the different points where if let's say April 17th coming up, April 17th, 2026, is, and that's a new moon, that is going to be the end beginning of the 107th Metonic cycle from absolutely. So then by this, I did some calculations, and I went back to 7 BC, April 17th, and there was a new moon in Aries Pisces. The idea of Aries, the idea of the ram, and Pisces, the fisherman, the 153, the idea of, in John 21:11, the idea of 153 fish or fishers of men, but also 7 BC, that's the idea of the birth of Christ.
Yep.
Guess what? Within that same Metonic cycle moving forward, it lands on 70 AD, April 17th. That's the so-called stone being removed or the temple being destroyed. And then you move forward in on that same Metonic cycle, which, by the way, I'll tell you where it ends and you'll be interested. For example, in 325 so-called AD on April 17th, the so-called Council of Nicaea. That's right in the middle of that.
The other ones that took out Book of Enoch, etc.
And then you have in 1456, within the same cycle, you have the Gutenberg lock, where the Gutenberg Bible was put out.
Yeah, that's okay. That's interesting.
You have in 1627 AD, on April 7th, and you have the Keplerian like fraternity, or the idea that's right in when the idea of space was injected into the narrative. Right. Mm-hmm. And then later on this same, it's skipping because there's so many. I'm just going to some of the highlights, but we land at 1722, April 17th. The so-called Easter Island discovery was made known.
That's interesting.
you then go forward, and this is quite interesting. In this past week, there was a so-called cannonball, which was unearthed in Texas, and they claimed it was a cannonball from the Alamo. And then I said, you know, I said, no, that's not right. I said, so I put it through the mind computer. And of course, it was too precise to be a cannonball. It was a pre-flood manufacturing. It was like a ball bearing.
Yeah.
It was a ball bearing. It was much too precise. But then what's quite interesting about this whole thing is that in 1836, April 17th, the Battle of San Juanito was so-called waged. And that's the whole idea about how Texas becomes part of the U.S. Do you see how it's all controlled demolition? Oh, I should go back and say that then in 1798, April 17th, the Napoleonic so-called entry and occupation of Rome happened. All right.
Mm.
So then let's jump all the way then to this in a little over a week. This April 17th of 2026 is on the same exact Metonic cycle loop.
Going so back to 7 BC. Something's going to happen, obviously.
Well,
yeah.
Well, on 17, you have the new moon, which is at 0 degrees Aries, and we just had Aries come out as far as the Tron movie.
Yeah. Funny that.
The 57-year loop is 19 times 3, which brings you back to 1969, which, of course, is the mirror, because that deals with the Apollo hoax.
Exactly. You know, so I can kind of, although I haven't kind of come up with that 59, you can clearly see repeat stories on the cycle in the media and this loop. You know, that it's been going on for a long time, obviously. Yeah.
Well, how you deal with the Metonic cycle and how you start it, it has to start and end on a new moon. It's very specific. And then, let's look at some of the characters. Of course, so in 1969, you had the Neil Armstrong, which is kind of like the strong arm and the champion. You had the Buzz Aldrin, which is kind of like the old ruler, the idea of the buzz or the village, the idea of, you know, what's happening. And then you had the Michael Collins sad sack. Remember that loser? Remember that loser that even in the story sat up in his tin can, didn't even get to stand on the surface? You loser. And he is the keeper of the gate, which kind of how the name, like Michael Collins, Michael, the idea who is like God. And then Collins, the victory of the people or for the people or the keeper of the gate.
Yeah. And he's one of those family names from the original, the Mayflower, the Collins family.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then in the current hoax, you have these nitwits. You have Reed Wiseman. Reed Wiseman is
really. I haven't even looked. You know, to be honest, I haven't even looked at their names, though. For me, you know what it's like. You just go, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Reed
Wiseman. So that Reed is dealing with not only like Reed, like a rod or measuring the idea of the temple, but it's Red, the idea of the red man or the idea of the fallen man, the idea of the Cain. And then the wise man is like the Magi. And of course, the Magi going back talking about before I get too far along. But then you have when you deal with like the Jupiter Saturn triple retrograde convergence, you have these different type of, planetary alignments that also, cross with, these dates. That just so happened. And then if you look at, if they're coming up again, if you're, let's say you have the king power or the record power, all these different planetary powers, you keep those in mind too, because these powers that be use them. So let's just continue with the name. So the red also deals with Mars. Remember?
Yeah.
So remember we talked about Mars. So because just keep in mind that we're dealing with not only the space hoax going on, but the war hoax.
All at the same time.
Yeah. So then, and so we'll cross that over. So the Mars goes back to the idea of the Mars being on the ground and the war starting. That idea we talked about
a lot. Yeah, we've talked about the last six planet along. Yeah.
And now, and then check out the name of the pilot of the, of this hoax. The pilot's name is Victor Glover. Like the pilot, the maker of the glove, the Glover is the maker of gloves. He's the pilot. Yeah. Should have had the maker of jackets. Oh, and here's a real character. Christina Koch or Koch. Koch.
See
Christina. Christina is a, is the follower of Christ, and Koch or Cook is the idea. Cook. Now she's be cooking up a storm here in a minute. Wait till I get to what she's been up to. So just keep her in mind, but let's get to old Jeremy Henson, or Hansen, I should say. Now he's the exalted of Yah, and you know, Yah is the idea of the fallen Yahweh. Yep. And so of course, so then you have this, so then you have that character. But what they've been doing is they've been having, kind of echoes of stories from,
hang on, you're listening to Bongversations 57, back in a minute.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Bongversations 57, back again. Dave, you keep going about the crew of the latest space mission.
Oh yeah. So then you have the lady Christina. Now she Christina Koch, she reported a burning smell from the shitter of all places. it was supposedly a burning heater smell, but she said it was from the area around the shitter. And now if you remember there in the Apollo program, they had the idea where they had to dump urine at a point. You also had a frozen urine vent with this current crew. And do you know on April 4th how they solved it? They rotated the ship towards the sun, don't you know?
It melted.
And it melted. Now also there's this idea that there was the CO2 scrubbers on the Apollo 13. Remember how they had to link up a bunch of stupid shit when they did the movie and somehow made a filter? That was like the big thing, the CO2 scrubbers. Well, in this latest thing, they had a fault light, which was indicated by a toilet fan being blocked. So old Christina must have been lurking about somewhere. Because she seems to keep shitting up it seems to keep happening in one place.
These stories are just trying to keep it real for the people. Go, oh, really?
Absolutely. Of course it does.
Yeah.
Because a couple of years ago, you had Fly Me to the Moon, where a lot of this is being talked about as being you need to keep it interesting. Nobody wants a successful, you know, mission. They do at the end, but not while it's happening.
Yeah, and everyone can identify with. Everyone can identify with a blocked toilet.
Yeah, and then also here on the second, so this would be the day after the cameras rolled. Old Reed Wiseman reported that he had two instances of Outlook open. So it's like you couldn't figure out which one's my email, boss. I got two open, and they're like, Reed Wiseman over, and he's like, yeah, go. I got two instances of Outlook open. What do I do? You're like, close one.
He sounds like me with my Luddite computer knowledge.
Yeah, he's like, close one. Roger. Roger. So they had Microsoft Outlook open twice, like two windows. So this is so they have to dumb down the problems to such a degree that
understand it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how dumb this stuff is. And then of course, I was thinking about because that's all happened already. It's the fifth now. It's already gone into the fifth. So now I'm thinking to myself, how is this going to then follow the same type of script as the 1969 or even the Fly Me to the Moon? Here's what I'm going to say. Now there's, if you take a look at the Apollo 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, they all had this amount of time where they supposedly went blank, like no comms, no communications. And yeah. if you take the average number and you divide it by, because that's six missions, the Artemis II. And Artemis, I should have gone back and talked about that. It's the idea of the moon. So you had the Apollo going up. That's the sun. You now have the Artemis, which is the idea of the moon.
Oh,
so
yeah,
the
sun and moon.
Okay. Yeah. But then now this is also the seventh in a line. Now then, if I take an average of all those, then you should see one, they're going to talk about, an idea of a 7 second delay that turns into a 41 minute like holding your breath spot, because 41 minutes is a sum of the previous six, because they were 34, 32, 34, 45, 45, and 48 minutes, going through Apollo 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, and 17. So I just took an, and that's 41, because I just summed them. 41 is, guess what? Reverse 14, reverse double seven. That would be your 777. Do you see how it's all, it's going to work into the actual, the words they use? The code's going to work right into it. So that's what I'm going to say. And that should be in the news like around the sixth. I would get
which is tomorrow to the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. So now here's where it's going to be used on your end, because you're coming to the end of your weekend. And so why people get back and then start to think about their troubles at the pump. They're going to start to involve, a little station out by your way.
Another one. Parks, I think it's called.
Yeah. And so what they're going to do is they're going to claim that, of course, just like, with the 1969 idea that Australia gets the repeat signal first. And then and then that's going to become, you know, a big news story. And then they'll push. And then that's how they'll get kind of, they'll change, or they'll give people 2 or 3 days worth of, something else to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
for
that
sure.
It will change anything, but no. it's what's going to happen is of course the idea of the 7 second. And it'll be somewhere mixed into, the story, because it goes back to the Hindu idea of breathing. So you have 4 seconds in, you hold for 7 seconds, and that's supposed to fully allow your body to absorb the breath, and then you exhale for 8 seconds. So then it's the idea of the holding of breath. No communication. Everybody's holding their breath.
Yeah, right.
Oh, at the end, everybody's relaxed. Do you see how they held their breath? And that's like, and for a lot of people, that's the first time in a long time they've really taken a deep breath, because most of the time people will breathe shallow. For most of the time, people breathe quite shallow. And so that's kind of what this is dealing with.
Interesting. Very interesting. Very esoteric, but very interesting.
Oh, well, all this stuff is esoteric. If people haven't figured that out yet, they need to go back to show number one.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because everything past this point, it's all big time. And I kept it easy. I kept it super easy because we could have gone into the whole idea of the alignment, which we will, but the alignments, and next show we'll get farther into the upcoming, eclipse later in the year, because there's going to be certain ideas of winks. And lights being seen just for moments. Oh, speaking of lights being seen for a moment, this would be a good opportunity for them to claim, even if it's not on the mainstream, even if it's leaked into like the subculture, of a flash of some sort coming from the moon surface. And that someone, one of the four, will report it.
Yep.
Because that then, here's the reason why. Because it gives reason to go back. Because if you don't offer a reason to go back, people are going to have no reason to want to go back or to support the story, because it's just like any other TV show. If the ratings aren't there, there's no show.
Yeah, they have to have a drama, and they have to have a cliffhanger of some form, or a hook.
Yeah. So the hook's gonna either be tethered to the plasma light, you know, which nobody can go land. That's another thing. And here's another thing. Before we even get there, I'm saying all this, and I should have made sure that everybody knows who's listening, that you can't land on a light. The sun, the moon, the stars are lights in the sky. They move for times and season. You don't go there in a little rocket ship and land on them, or go or fly around them, or do any such nonsense. So you need to take off your underoos, put them away, put them away or burn them. Whatever causes you not to wear them again, and find yourself believing these nonsense stories. All right, now we can move forward. So I don't expect anyone who's listening to this show to even be buying this stuff anymore, about any of this stuff. Because here's the thing. It's the idea of who is Jesus, but the one who says, if you know me, then you know life and you no longer are dead. That's who Jesus is.
Yeah.
All right. And so all of this stuff is known. And the only thing, and here's the thing, and this is the stumbling block that's put in front of people. If you go to John 11, for example, it has exactly 57 verses. We're on show 57. I thought that was appropriate. So then. And so Jesus is talking to the woman, because it's the women who a lot of times actually have the nuts to stand up and say something. So Jesus says unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That means that you are dead already. All you can do is be brought back to life, or the other choice is remain in that dead state and then dissipate at the end. That's your choice. And then this is the same John 11 where Jesus at verse 35, which is the details, has the shortest verse, Jesus wept. The reason being is it's wept over the details because they kept pushing. So not only that, but he groans two times in this, like groaned, I got to deal with these people. Twice he does. All right. Then a couple more just to get to the idea. And he says in verse 40, which is the idea of the four, the dalet or the door, is like, is what Jesus said unto her, again, her, because most men, even today, you know, are not males. They're men. They're cowards. So he has to say to the women, because they don't ask a question. He says unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou should seeth the glory of God? Meaning that you must believe. You must do something. I told you already what you have to do, but now it's up to you to do that next thing. That's the door. You got to walk through it. You got to do something. You got to lift a finger. So then at 43, which is the idea of the seven, we're at verse 43. That is when he had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. That means stand up. You are no longer dead. Even though you were at the fourth day, I am at the door. You are alive. Stand up and walk. That's what that means. That is the only power who can do that. And that is Jesus Christ. That's the true light of this place, this world. And that's the only way out.
What a good message for Easter, Dave.
Thank you.
I think you've knocked it out of the park. I think we should have been doing this. We needed to have done this. Those good questions.
Yeah.
And very important, because the subplot of all of these shows, 1 to 57, from being numbers, the subplot is Jesus in the background. You will always pretend there is no mention yet.
Well, you can't go through this place and not see that that's the focal point. Whether it be through movies, TV, they're either taking a shot or they're false worshiping, which is what most of them do, by the way. Yeah. Those so-called Christians, they're false worshiping. They worship with their mouth, but not with their heart and not with their actual deeds. They're just as bad. They're just as fake and phony. You know?
Yeah. I'd have to agree.
So it's, I tell you, and so it's like, and that's why Jesus says by the seven, because remember it says demons enter by the seven, and that's why the correction enters by the seven. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. Those are the seven corrections to the seven demons. So then as people get those ill thoughts, they can then take those corrections and always get and find their way home, get their way out.
Yep.
Yeah, man. So that was good. So let's then think, next time we get together, we'll look back at because the whole,
I think Artemis I think we've really got to go through Artemis. And, you know, you'll notice that Artemis is used all over the place as well, like Apple. Mm-hmm. They're giant building. They call it's Artemis, the Apple, the computer company.
1997, the Apple, it's on the same Masonic cycle I told you about that goes back to, 70s.
Yeah.
Goes to 2026. Yep. It's on the same. So you just brought it up. Thanks, man. It's like, there are so many on that same Masonic cycle. You brought it up.
It's really, really important stuff. But mm-hmm. I think to concentrate on the next episode on this, eclipse, etc. The coming six planet alignment on the August the 12th.
Yeah, I meant to tell you, speaking of the 12th, the 57, the 12, and the 3, I meant to tell you this. There's going to be another little bit of news on the war side. And do you remember there was a 4-second video put out by the so-called White House that was just, it looked like just static and nonsense? Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You saw it.
No, sorry. You keep going there.
You know, I had the mind computer check the frames for me with the data metadata, and it brought up several points, and one of them was an island called the Karag Island. It's Kharg Island off of Iran, And what I noticed is that this is going to be, obviously, it's because Kharg means stone. And so this is going to be a stone. This is like the foundation stone. So this is going to be one of those type Iwo Jima nonsense takeover type scripts but this particular island's name, location data, latitude, longitude was in that video. That was put out. That's where I got it from.
Oh, that's interesting. That's why I put
it. Yeah, it was in that video. It was like there were several slides. There was another slide about a digital ledger being brought into play, and that's talking about on April 17th, the new moon that is in Aries at 0 degrees. Do you know? Remember, just to recap, that starts a new Masonic, or it not only ends but starts a new. So it ends a Masonic cycle and starts a new cycle.
That's a new one. Yeah.
That same cycle, though, not only goes to 1997, but also goes back to the beginning.
Interesting.
It also is the same one that the gold bills are on when they got rid of the gold standard. It's the same one where the 1950, where the so-called UN took over the idea of being able to quote unquote police.
Yeah.
It's a very important timeline. And so the April 17th, 2026, that date, and then if you then go back 19 years.
It's a Friday.
Yeah. If you go back 19 years from then and as go back as many times as you want to,
you'll see that something.
You hit a main vein, Holmes.
Right.
No, I mean, you hit a main vein, Holmes, of almost every big piece of so-called news happens in this cycle that's coming up.
Interesting.
All right. So you already know. So now we're getting to this. And what's interesting about doing this is I'm looking forward to look at points, because now I can plot that point and I can say, I expect to see this, that, and the other thing. Bang. By then.
Yeah.
Bang. And now I have a plot point, because I put out this island, so-called news thing, a while back. I put it up on the.
Can you just reiterate your? Okay, can you just give your sites out so people can check out what you're doing?
Oh yeah, they can just go to the Dave J YouTube, which
because it's Dave difficult.
Dave space J. Hit
it. It does have the old one come up that we had lots. You know, we were getting 600 so listeners, but got taken down.
Yeah, it's going to have that, and it's going to. But what this is it just deals with as these different story. So what it's proving is that all this stuff is storyboarded is what it's proving.
Oh, 100%.
There's no doubt about that. And so anyway, we'll finish. Yeah.
Bongversation, the end of Bongversation.
Truth needs is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the support.
Wrapping up Bongversation 57, we've got Dave giving the final bits and pieces. Go, Dave.
Bits and pieces, yeah. Oh, and it just kind of brought up the station that's going to be spoken about in Australia is called the Canberra Deep Space Communications.
Okay, got you, yeah.
And it's called, I want to say it's called DSS 43. It's going to have 43, it's going to be 7. And then it also has a 70 meter dish, I would say. 70.
And for anyone out there, if you can do your own research with this, just go back every time, even in mainstream news, you'll see most newspapers have on this day, blah, blah, blah. And you'll notice that on this day, exactly the same things like great fires, et cetera, will happen, but 100 or whatever. We've now worked out the date apart. These things happen on the same day often, and over a certain period of time, particularly big fires of structural importance to history. You'll see them all on the same day, but they'll be 100 years or whatever this date is apart, guaranteed. I've noticed these things. Anyway, Dave, we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
Another fabulous show. If not the best we've done, I'm pretty sure we'll be up there with the very last best one we've done.
Absolutely. That was great, man.
And we should be back.
Yeah, so we'll be back. We'll be back for episode 58 at some point.
Yes. It could be next week. Could be the week after. Probably next week, I'd say. I've got nothing.
Well, I would say next week would be interesting, because then we can follow up on what we talked about tonight.
Okay, we'll make it a plan, man. We'll do it.
Yeah, we can follow up on all that and see what happened and what didn't.
All right, fabulous, man. And we'll wrap it up. And I've put a music just popped in my head. And it's a great song about Michael Collins that features who we just talked about by Jeff.
Old Sad
Jeff
Sack.
Old Sad Sack.
They should, you know, the cover art should just be just a black, like just a black space with a little tin can and just a little sad face in a little porthole looking out. Caught Michael Collins. Yeah.
Michael Collins. All right. On that note, Michael Collins by Jethro Tull will be the ending track on this show. So it won't be on the YouTube, but it'll be on the Bongversation from truthmeets.com. Fabulous. Thanks, Joel, for getting Dave in. And we'll be back. So be blessed, everyone. And Dave, you
be blessed.
Be blessed. Yeah.
Cheers.
I'll see you in the green
talk
room.
Talk to y'all soon. Bye. Blessed.
Watery eyes of the last sighing seconds, blue reflections mute and dim, beckon tearful child of wonder to repentance of the sin, and the blind and lusty lovers of the great eternal light. Go on believing nothing, since something has to die. And the ape's curiosity, money, power wins, and the yellow soft mountains move under him. I'm with you, lamb, though it's a shame that it had to be you.
With you.